I think I found my people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now when I got married at a place that was pretty expensive. I didn't care. I didn't pay for it. My husband's family did because it was their club. It's where they wanted to get us to get married. So they kind of insisted on it. They said, we want you to get married here. So we'll pay for it. And of course, my parents were like, no problem. Go for it. And the place was not cheap. Mm. Right. I married into money. I don't come from money. And it was the first time that I had a wedding or any sort of event or something that money was no object. Like that has never, ever been a reality for me. So that was really surreal. But when we were sitting down, I was being really careful. Like I didn't want to spend too much of their money. I didn't want to invite too many people, that kind of thing. There is a couple right now who is doing it the way that I should have done it. And I'm so mad at myself that I didn't do this. Okay. A lot of couples, they walk down the aisle, they provide food for the guests. You've got to feed people. Mm. Very important. You feed them after they RSVP.
Mm.
That way you know how many people are coming. This couple decided to take this practice to a whole other level by asking wedding guests to disclose the price of their gift, which would determine the type of meal they're going to get at the reception.
I'll take the crackers. Crackers and water, please. Right here. I gave $5.
Right. So what they were doing is they categorized it as a loving gift, meaning something you would bring, which is yourself, mm-hmm. your gift, your presence.
Gift.
Yeah, your presence is the present.
Right.
A silver gift, which I think they rated something under $200. A golden gift, which was upwards of $250. And then a platinum gift, which was between $1,000 and $2,500, which is ridiculous. I don't know who's spending $2,500 on a couple for a wedding, but maybe they have that kind of money. So this is so funny. Okay, so at your level, you qualify for roasted chicken.
Fine with me.
Okay. At the next level, you get a 2-pound lobster plus a souvenir champagne goblet.
I like lobster. Could care less about the goblet. What's the one above that?
But that's the thing. That's the high level. That's the $2,500. Yeah, $2,500.
For a lobster.
If you're going to give them a gift over $1,000, they will get you a 2-pound lobster plus a souvenir.
Mm-hmm.
You get roasted chicken. If it's over $250, you get swordfish.
Mm.
If you're a vegetarian and if you're kosher, you also get fed at the higher levels.
What do you get if you're kosher and a vegetarian? Better?
No,
you get kale?
Well, here's the problem. If you're kosher and you don't have a lot of money, if you're kosher and you don't want to spend over $1,000, they're not going to give you a kosher meal? That's kind of a dick move. What if you're a vegetarian?
Right.
You know, and you're coming in. The thing is, the vegetarian meals are the cheapest meals. What a vegetarian. What do we eat? You know, some tofu.
Mm.
That's the thing that pisses me off. I'm giving you $2,500. You're giving me tofu? Fuck you. You need to go get me Wolfgang Puck to make my tofu into something spectacular.
Well, I'm not going to your wedding because if I want a 2-pound lobster, I can pay $25 at Red Lobster and get that. And I don't have to pay $2,500 to do it at your stupid wedding.
It's weird because this is the kind of thing that happens at a charity dinner, not at a wedding, that depending on what you give to the charity, what you donate, that's the meal, that's the table, that's how close you sit to the stage. I went to a charity event once that I think Rihanna was performing. And if you gave a certain amount of money, you got to go backstage afterwards and do a meet and greet with her and take a photograph with her and that kind of thing. So that makes sense at a charity event.
Mm-hmm.
But this is somebody's wedding. So somebody said, where's the, you're getting a blender, I'll bring a Lunchable option.
That's what I want. I'll bring my own damn food. I don't need food from you. I'll stop at Burger King on the way. I don't need your food. Where's that?
Yeah.
Point me towards the bar.
Yeah. I think this is hilarious. But, you know, and now, you know me, I'm very high maintenance when it comes to food. I eat like 4 things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're inviting me to your wedding, I'm going to either have to bring my own food, call ahead, make sure there's stuff on the menu I can eat, or I can't go to your, or I'm just going to go to the wedding part. I do. I'm out.
Did you have an open bar at your wedding?
Of course I did.
Oh, okay. Because there's some weddings that have cash bars.
That's tacky.
Yeah, it's very tacky. There's Christmas parties, company Christmas parties that started doing that crap. It's like, that's the only reason why you go to a company Christmas party, they have an open bar.
I worked for one of the big companies, big, mm-hmm. like one of the two biggest companies in the country, the biggest one. They had a Christmas party. I went and you got a drink ticket and you got one drink.
Right.
Anything more than that, you had to buy one drink. And then they had some past hors d'oeuvres that as soon as they ran out, there was no more. So if you stood by the kitchen, you got to eat. Because think about it. Everybody was there from all the different stations. They had like 8 or 9 different stations. And then it's not just the people at the stations. It's also the staff, the sales, that, you know, so
the engineer,
there was a couple of hundred people there. So my friend and I that we went together, we stood by the kitchen because we realized very quickly that if by the time the past hors d'oeuvres got to us, there was nothing left but napkins and they were turning around and going back.
Mm.
So we repositioned ourselves to stand near the kitchen.